Greg Smith, who is with us. Morning.
Morning to you, Mike.
Now, job numbers US, a little bit lighter than we thought.
Yeah, they were a bit. So the economy added 187,000 jobs in July. So that was slightly below the estimate for 200,000. But look, still a real picture of resilience. It was actually up on a downward revised 185,000 for June. So, that soft landing scenario is still potentially on and definitely cooled down. If you look at where job numbers were a year ago in July, they're actually triple current levels. So I think that's good. But, yeah, the US economy has added jobs now for 31 straight months, so that's positive as well. Healthcare, that led to job creation by industry, 63,000 jobs there. Leisure and hospo, obviously that surge during the reopening and that's sort of getting back to normal, settling down as well. So that was 17,000 jobs versus an average of 67,000 in the first 3 months of the year. And you look at the unemployment rate, 3.5%. That was against estimates of 3.6, so still around the lowest level since 1969. Just one little bit of concern, I suppose, there, Mike, is that average hourly earnings, that rose 0.4% for the month, 4.4% annually. So wage gains are still high. But on the other side, productivity is increasing. We saw that last week. So that's good news for the Fed. Look, stocks rallied on news, then faded. Still a bit of concerns about this Fitch downgrade, even though some said it's irrelevant, including Warren Buffett.
Okay. Talk to me about Fonterra. I mentioned it before the break. A dollar's a dollar. You can't hide from that. How bad do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, yes, certainly. And some farms are possibly getting near to break-even levels of currently, aren't they? So that's not great news. But, yeah, a big reduction, 12%, $8 to $7. We know what the new forecast is. Look, we talked about this last Monday, actually. You know, China is a big part of the equation. You know, when they gave that forecast in May, they expected demand there would pick up. It hasn't. You know, it's our biggest trading partner, of course. I've seen a surplus of fresh milk. You know, local whole milk powder production, that's stepped up as well. That's reduced the need for ours. And that's why we've had this downgrade. Look, Miles Hurrell, he's still pretty optimistic about the medium term. He's talking about milk production from other key exporting regions flat compared to last year. But we really need China to step up, don't we, and provide some sort of help to farmers. I think, you know, a lot of looking for a better recovery there.
All right. What are the numbers?
So Dow, after being up initially, finished down 150 points. The S&P 500 down 0.5%, NASDAQ down 0.4%. I have to say the earnings season has gone well, though. 80% of companies have beaten expectations overall. FTSE up 0.5%. ASX 200 up 0.2%. Gold up $7. Oil up $1.27. US dollar, Kiwi 60 spot 94. That was slightly higher. We're flat against the A dollar, 92.82. We're flat against sterling, 47.8. NZ50 up 6 points, 0.06%. Earnings season, final stages, Mike. We've got Disney reporting. We've got some more inflation numbers in the US, GDP in the UK and Japan, and locally some card spending and business inflation expectation prints.